Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hospitals and mental health facilities across the country cannot accommodate the growing number of people who need urgent psychological help. They've relegated patients to waiting rooms and even hallways, sometimes for days, before they admit them to a psychiatric unit. There are lots of reasons patients are kept waiting. Historically, insurance companies pay less for psychiatric care in this country, and it's hard for people just to get coverage. Last January, an 8-year-old boy was rushed to the emergency department at Boston Children's Hospital. He was in the midst of a mental health crisis. Karen Broadhurst adopted the child a few years ago. She'd been his foster mom and knew he'd been abused and neglected when he was younger. Because of the trauma, he acted out aggressively. He did that night in January. We spoke to Broadhurst a few weeks later, and we'll update you on the story in a few minutes. But first, here's what happened to force Broadhurst to call 911 on her child.
He was on top of my bed, and he picked up my med organizer, and he threw it as hard as he could onto the floor. And he began to try to grab the medications and threatened to swallow them. And I had to physically hold on to him until the police arrived.
He was 8 years old then. What would compel him to swallow the medications or try to?
I think because of his trauma history, he goes into a fight or flight mode. And he is feeling out of control. I don't know how else to explain it. I don't think that he had any intention to kill himself. I think he just was trying to do something that he knew would be really bad and upsetting.
When they got to Children's Hospital, doctors wanted to admit the child. That's when the mother and son's latest odyssey began. If Broadhurst's son had broken his leg or had a bad case of pneumonia, the hospital likely could have admitted him right away. But he needed a bed on a behavioral health floor, and there were none available anywhere in the state. So the little boy languished. He spent 5 nights stuck in the emergency department. Finally, the hospital moved him to a regular medical floor at Children's.
If he were inpatient, he would be in a unit with other kids similar in age. The psychiatrist who sees him would be making changes to his medication if warranted. Basically, he's just sitting in a room playing with Legos all day and watching TV and playing video games.
Karen Broadhurst and her little boy are used to having to spend weeks in a hospital waiting for a bed in a psychiatric unit. The problem is known as boarding. Dr. Patricia Ebeziako is associate clinical chief in the psychiatry department at Boston Children's Hospital.
What we really want to see is for children to be able to get the right care in the right setting at the right time. And boarding is not a reflection of people being in the right setting for the right care that they need. And boarding affects children and adolescents with psychiatric illness significantly more than those with medical illness. And the problem has been worsened significantly during the pandemic.
According to the state's Executive Office of Health and Human Services, boarding for psychiatric beds among children and adults has increased as much as 400% per month since June over the previous year. After a patient has been boarding for 60 hours, the case is escalated to the State Department of Mental Health, which has to try to locate a bed. The state says for pediatric patients, it takes an average of 4 days to find one. Broadhurst's son has been waiting 4 weeks longer than that. They celebrated his 9th birthday in the hospital.
It was great. The child life specialists really helped. They brought in a cake. They brought in some clowns on an iPad. There was singing.
Happy birthday to you. Let's cut the cake.
My son really enjoyed cutting up the cake and scooping ice cream for everyone.
All right, we'll leave you to it. Here's a little love from the Laugh League, okay?
Okay.
There you go, my friend. Enjoy the cake.
Thanks.
So he was helping people to some cake and ice cream. He is a really sweet kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a very sweet and thoughtful and funny and kind. Yeah, and smart.
What or who is at fault here?
I wish it was as simple as that. I think our representatives in state government need to prioritize our children's mental health and understand that this is a crisis and they can find a way in an emergency to make extra beds for COVID And they should be able to find a way in an emergency to find extra psych beds for our children who are in crisis. I do understand that the state has some plans over the next couple of years, but that's not going to solve the problem today. And we can't wait 6 months or a year. They need to find a solution right now.
We have this update on our story. Karen Broadhurst's now 9-year-old son finally was sent to a psychiatric unit on his 36th day in the hospital. Doctors we've spoken with say the problem of a lack of psychiatric beds is a disgrace that's gone on for decades, but put into even starker relief by the pandemic.